It was a night like none other, where the world was about to change forever. Come back with me as we hear the sounds. There are muffled noises, babies crying, people talking, animals walking about, eating, and making various sounds. And it's dark, very, very dark. But look up at the stars, the bright twinkling stars. How many are there? Hundreds? Thousands? Millions? And take in the smells, the dustiness of the roads, the weary, sweaty animals, and the distant burning fires. But wait, this isn't my story, so perhaps it would be better if we talk to some who were there.
Pardon me, but I was hoping to find someone who might have been around when Jesus was born.
Well, that's me, so you've come to the right place. I was there, all right, saw this young couple pull up in an SUV. gold chariot. Yeah, that's it. They were in a gold chariot. Well, maybe it wasn't gold exactly. Maybe it was just an ordinary, non-gold type chariot. Okay. They weren't in anything. I think the lady was just sitting on an elephant. A donkey. She was just sitting on a donkey, and the man was walking alongside her, carrying a lot of baby toys. No, I don't mean a lot of baby toys, just a few. And he was pushing a baby stroller. Okay. He wasn't carrying or pushing anything. Are you happy now?
Well, let's see. Maybe we can find someone else. Ah, here's someone. Pardon me, sir, but I'm looking for someone who might have been around when Jesus was born.
Oh, here we go again. Yep, it's me, the innkeeper, the one who told Mary and Joseph and their soon-to-be-born baby Jesus that I had no room in the inn. Good grief. I didn't know it was the Jesus. I thought it was an ordinary couple about to have an ordinary baby who came into town for the census, just like everyone else. Can you cut me some slack here? I mean, it's been over 2,000 years, and I'm still getting criticized for this one mistake. Like I said, I didn't realize it was Jesus, or I would have worked something out. Might even have given my bed if I had known. Just give me a break.
Thank you. Okay, then, let's see if we can find someone else. Oh, look, here are some animals. Maybe they were there. Excuse me, but I was hoping to find someone who might have been present the night Jesus was born. Wonderful. Well, can you tell me exactly what happened that night? All the details. Don't leave out a thing. I mean, we're talking about Jesus, our Savior, so I want to know everything.
Moo, couldn't eat.
Yee-haw, a baby was in my straw.
Man, I was hungry, really, really hungry.
Try again. Surely there is someone who can provide us with a few more details. Excuse me, but I was just trying to find someone who might have been around when Jesus was born.
I was there, and I'll never forget it.
Oh, really? And why was that?
Because I got to see my other angel friends that night. You see, the night Jesus was born, an angel appeared to some shepherds as they were watching their sheep. He told them that the Savior had been born in Bethlehem and that he was in the manger. That's when our angel chorus burst out in song. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men. Wow, that was just awesome. I'll never, ever forget it. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men. Whew, what a night.
Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, glory to God, and peace.
Okay, now, I think we're starting to see just how exciting it was to be at the birth of Jesus. Oh, wait, let's check with this gentleman. He might know something.
Pardon me, sir, but I was just trying to find someone who might have been around when Jesus was born.
Well, then, you've accomplished your mission. I was definitely there.
Really? And what exactly were you doing?
Well, I'm Joseph. You may have heard of me.
Joseph? Oh, my, of course we've heard of you.
Well, I was there. Ah, yes, I can still remember how exhausted we were, traveling so far, trying so hard to get a room because we knew it was almost time for the baby to be born. It was so frustrating, and I was so very worried about Mary. But when it finally happened, when the baby was born, the baby we had been told to name Jesus, everything was perfect. Yes, it was simply a perfect night.
Wow. Now I am starting to feel as though I was actually there. Jesus' birth, angels singing, Joseph's perfect night. Oh, wait, let's talk to this lady. Maybe she knows something more. Excuse me, but I was hoping to find someone who might have been when Jesus was born.
Well, I was certainly there. I am Mary, Jesus' mother.
Mary, wow, this is wonderful. You know absolutely everything about that glorious night. So what thoughts can you share with us?
Well, there are so many details, things that I hold so close to my heart, things that are almost too precious to put into words. So let me just assure you that nothing, nothing is impossible with God.
I'm so overwhelmed by all of this. The stars, the innkeeper, the animals, Joseph and Mary. What more can we ask? Well, actually, there is one more thing we could ask. If only Jesus himself were here so we could talk to him about his birth. How perfect would that be?
Jesus is here, and we can talk to him.
But
really? We can. I do it every day.
Dear Jesus, thank you for being born in Bethlehem. Help us all to remember that you did that because you love us so much. We love you too. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Amen.